Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. It's been quite the semester here at Epic Moth Time. Lots of fun moth facts. Lots of good tunes have been played. We've had some special guests. And now it culminates in this last episode. I will obviously be back next semester, but you'll have to live without your favorite moth tunes for like a month. So, wah! But anyway, the first song that I'm going to play on today's show is Lorde's Secret from a Girl Who's Seen It All. Please enjoy.
Dancing with my girls, only having two drinks, then leaving. It's a funny thing that you never gain self-control. Guess it's been a while since you last said sorry. Crying in the dark at your best friend's party. You've had enough, gotta turn the lights up, go home. Couldn't wait to turn 15. Then you blink and it's been 10 years. Growing up a little at a time and all at once. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself. You can take him if you want him, he's a judge. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Remember all the hurt you would feel when you weren't desired. Doing anything for more time. Remember what you thought was grief before you got the call. Baby, gonna once, gonna feel the pain for you. You're gonna love again, so just try staying open. And when the time comes, you'll fall. Yeah, when the time comes, you'll fall.
Your dreams and inner visions, all your mystical ambitions, they won't let you down. Do your best to trust the other race of life.
To turn 15, then you just go.
Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl.
Secrets from a girl who's seen it all.
The temperature is unbearable until you face it. Thank you for flying with Strange Airlines. I will be your tour guide today. Your emotional baggage can be picked up at carousel number 2. Please be careful so it doesn't fall onto someone you love.
Secrets from a Girl Who's Seen It All by Lorde. And the funky little part in the middle, that sounds like you're on a space starship airline tour, is actually narrated by Robin, who is from Sweden, I think. I don't know. She's cool. Anyway, what a lovely song. Up next, we've got Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Yeah.
Yeah.
actually, we have Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins. Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins, a staple of Epic Moth Time, as many of my frequent listeners know. Yeah, it's literally just the best song ever. Anyway, up next, we've got Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, for real this time.
And what you love, and what
Okie dokie, artichokey. That was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. A superb tune for this superb Friday afternoon. Ha ha ha. Anyway, before I play the next song, I have some exciting moth news to share, as this is a show about moths. According to multiple sources, the rosy maple moth has according to the animaldiversity.org and multiple other sources, there are no known positive economic or social impacts of the rosy maple moth on humans. Yeah, so I just thought it would be good to share that the rosy maple moth exists for no other purpose other than itself, and that is one of the reasons why it is my favorite moth. For those who don't know, Dryocampa rubicunda, also known as the rosy maple moth, is a small North American moth in the family of Saturninidae, which most of my favorite moths are in that family, but that's a topic for a different show. Anyway, and it is part of the silk moth genus, and it's pink. And you can find it in parts of North America, mostly Northeast, so New England, actually. It's nocturnal. It's really little and cute, and it's pink and yellow, and it's my favorite moth. Yeah, that is all I have to say. Best moth ever. Woo! Okay, it wouldn't be Epic Moth Time as well if I didn't play a Frank Ocean song, despite him dropping to number 4 on my Spotify Wrapped Artists of the Year, he still holds a tender place in my heart. So here is Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south, up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed me. You showed me love, glory from above, regardless, dear. It's all down. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Say what up to life, I'm trying to walk. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That was Pink and White by Frank Ocean. Yeah. He has a really cool couch, apparently. I was watching Architectural Digest videos a couple days ago because I'm just that cool. And, yeah, he has a really cool blue conversation pit-esque couch in his apartment, apparently. I cannot confirm this, but it apparently exists there. Anyway, the next song on today's show is This World Today by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was This World Today by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Before I play the next song, I've got a surprise for all of you. It's another epic moth fact. That's right, two in one. Pretty crazy day. Anyway, today we're going to talk about a moth mystery that has been plaguing the moth community since 2010. This is the story of the Venezuelan poodle moth. So, in 2009, this Kyrgyzstani zoologist named Dr. Arthur Anker found this crazy-looking moth. If you're near or able to Google it, or like if you're near a device or able to Google it right now, I would, called the Venezuelan poodle moth, because it looks like a poodle, but it's a moth, and it's from Venezuela. Anyway, he found this moth and was like, whoa, this is crazy. Everybody look at this cool moth. But no one has ever been able to find it again. Like, subsequent exhibitions to the Gran Sabana region of Venezuela, where they found the moth, people have gone there again, and they have never been able to find it again. Which is very mysterious. Anyway, Anker hypothesized that it could be a member of the genus Artes, which has a lot of other silly-looking moths in it that are furry and white. It's pretty crazy, mysterious moth. It's like the Loch Ness monster, but for moths, because... Yeah, like, there are pictures of it. Like, it exists, but no one's ever been able to, like, study it or has ever seen it again. So, kind of crazy. Anyway, the next song is a shout-out to my mom, because I love her. It's another song called Dreams. Wow, we've got two Dreams songs on the show today. Anyway, it's Dreams by the Cranberries. Yeah. Okie dokie, artichokey. That was Dreams by the Cranberries. Also, just want to shout out the fact I have 33 listeners that are intentionally listening to my show right now. I guess that Venezuelan poodle moth story really got everyone excited. Pretty epic, right? Yeah. Anyway, the next song I'm going to play is Bite the Hand by Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridges, and Lucy Dacus. It's boy genius, babies. Woo!
I can't hear you. You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to.
That was one of my favorites. It's Boy Geniuses. So Boy Geniuses is a band of Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridges, and Lucy Dacus. And they, like moths, are pretty epic. And that was Bite the Hand. Before I play the next song, I just have to do a little tradition, which is also required by the station. It's the dried fruit PSA. Get ready! Last time you're going to hear about dried fruits for like a while, so get excited. Woo! Dried Fried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah. And with that, here is California Dreamin' by Eddie Hazel. California Dreamin' by Eddie Hazel, one of my favorites, even though I know my mom doesn't like it because every time I play that song, she tells me that it's weird. But I think it's a fantastic song. Anyway, I also wanted to shout out the staff at the Women's Health Center of Waukesha Memorial Hospital for doing such a good job. As always, you guys are amazing. And, yeah, you really are such great humans and health professionals. And with that, here is Love You for a Long Time by Maggie Rogers. Love You for a Long Time by Maggie Rogers. Yes. Up next, we have Where'd All the Time Go? Which is a question I've been asking myself quite often lately. Where does it all go? Yeah. By Dr. Dog.
Bye.
Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. I got to see this in concert way earlier in the semester, and it was really cool. Anyway, up next we've got Stolen Dance by Milky Chance.
Shouldn't talk about it.
Already? I'm sad to say it, but it's the last song of the show. Here is Mama, You've Been On My Mind, studio outtake 1993 by Jeff Buckley. And it's dedicated to my dearest little bean man person that I like a lot, Abe! Yeah.
Perhaps it is the color of the sun caught flat and covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. But Mama, you've been on my mind. I mean no trouble, please don't put me down. Don't get upset, I am not pleading. Oh, saying I can't forget you. I do not pace the floor, bow down and bend, but yet. Well, Mama, you've been on my mind. Even though my eyes are hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow. Where you been? Don't bother me. Oh, bring me down with sorrow. I don't even mind who you'll be waking with tomorrow. But Mama, you're just on my mind. I am not asking you to say words like yes or no. Please understand me. I have no place I'm calling you to go. I'm just whispering to myself so I can't pretend that I don't know. Mama, you're just on my mind. Up in the morning, baby, look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be near. I'd just be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
Alrighty, folks, that was Mama, You've Been On My Mind, studio outtake 1993 by Jeff Buckley, and also the last song of the show, and the last show of the semester. Wow. Sad. But yeah, it's been great playing funky tunes and talking about moths for all of you, and I hope everyone has an awesome holiday break that is filled with rest and love and sleep, and that, yeah, and that everyone is healthy. Yes, that is my wish. Anyway, you are listening to Epic Moth Time on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Danny. I'll see you next semester. Shabbat shalom and peace out.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the